We are up to Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. If you go across from Taisus Ayi and come down two lines, Hashtab, last word on the line. Hashtab the Amr Krav Agadol Ksiv. Now that you're saying that the Pasuk means the oldest brother, that Bahaya Bchor means the oldest brother, Eimah Bchor Liyabim Pashal Liyabim. So maybe only the Bchor should do Yibim and the Pashal should not do Yibim. And for the Gemarim Kenesh Yisachu Shleib by Lamed, the Mitrachman Alamali. You wouldn't have to exclude Yisachu Shleib by Lamed. Because he's obviously not the oldest brother if he's born after the other brother died. Maybe it means if he is a Bechor of his mother, and he's an Eishes Sachem Shlohei B'Lamai as far as the father is concerned, and maybe that's what the Torah is coming to say, Eishes Sachem Shlohei B'Lamai, but he's a Bechor, and therefore would qualify for Yibum if not of Eishes Sachem Shlohei B'Lamai. And for the Gemara Hulei Matzis Amrit, the Yibum Menachla Tala Rachmana, Menachla Menavala Menayim. Yibum depends on Nachla, and Nachla is a paternal thing, not a maternal thing, and we would never have a Havamina. The Bechor Le'im makes any difference. Right, the Gemara Ve'im, Ekeke Bechor Tizkai Mitzis Yibum, Kalek Bechor Le'itzkai Mitzis Yibum. Maybe you're right that other brothers can do Yibum, but only if there's a Bechor around. A Mekra Meitz Echad Mehem, Yilu Yaskid the Miz Bechor, there's two of them. Isn't the Torah also talking about if the Bechor died, Vam Rachman Aliyabim Katan? Right, the Gemara who says, Eimid the Miz Katan, Vam Rachman Aliyabim Bechor. Maybe the cotton died, and the tyrant said that the Bechor should do Yibum. But the Gemara, Mitrachman, Eish Yisachar Shleib by Lamai. Right? Obviously, there's two brothers, and one of them is an Eish Yisachar Shleib by Lamai. That means the Bechor died, and the only reason the second brother can't do Yibum is because he's Erlehai by Lamai. But had he done the Lamai, he would have been able to do Yibum. In fact, the Gemara, maybe Kilek and Bechor, Kutum, Kutum, Zachar. But there's no Bechor, then the cotton can do it. But Beikah Bechor, Kutum, Kutum, Zachar. But maybe if there's a Bechor around, the Katan has no rights. And once we have this, that eliminates the need for any other Raya. The answer that all brothers can do Yibum comes because there's this Kiyesh Rachim Yaakov. Hukshu Yeshivas Rachim Zalazah. We compare the brothers to each other. But what you're going to trouble you to close the thing. I didn't want to ask Avram, he's a Kayan. Mechabit Kahanan. Practic Gemara. Ve'ema ki ha'ika Bechor lehadra agadu. Maybe when there's a Bechor, he gets first right. Everybody else can do it. We learned that out from Kiyesh Rachim Yachdav. The Bechor gets first right. But when there's no Bechor, we don't have to give it to the next older brother. Let me just finish. From Abayah's Mashmi, you always go to the next brother. You're right, it's a Svara. Once we say it's not only the Bechor, so it makes sense that the Torah is giving it to Bechor because he's older. But once that's true, it goes for any older brother. Yes, Rabbi.
No, but who was the older brother
Kiyesh
Rachim Yaakov?
Was he the oldest brother?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
So the question on Bozrin?
The question was, if we learn, maybe the Torah is telling me that the Bechor has first rights, but no other brother has first rights. Second brother doesn't get it over third brother. Only the Bechor has first rights.
Bozrin, Eitzel Gadol, that means if nobody wants to do it...
That's not a kasha. That's what the Torah said. Oh, yeah, Bechor. What's bothering the Gemara is that Abayi Kshisha made halacha, that every older brother has preference. Who said? Maybe the Torah only gave preference to a real Bechor, not to an older brother. And the answer is, a Svara. Once the Torah did not insist on Bechor, just preference, it makes sense to say that the preference comes about.
Has that to do with Chosrin?
Nothing to do with Chosrin.
It says that if nobody wants to do it, you better...
That's the Brisa, that we're quoting that Brisa. That's not the Kasha. Don't think about it. The Eimei can be Yabim Bechor Lishkanachla. Can be Yabim Pashal Lishkanachla. Maybe let's say that the Bechor has a right to the Nachla. The Torah says Nachla goes to the one who took over his brother's wife, and he did it. Crack the Gemara. Baruch Maisha, can I trouble you for a cup of cold water? Crack the Gemara about Bechor and carry your Rachmana. So why did the Torah call him Bechor? Just say God. Ligra Yusuf, to diminish. Just like a Bechor, when his father dies, is limited to Pishnayim, only in what's there. So this Yavam who takes over his brother's share and then the father dies, so the Yavam is entitled to a double share. his share and the brother's share, because he took over, he inherited the deceased brother. So now he gets a double share, but that double share is only the mukhzik. What comes in later, he does not get the brother's share, he shares that equally with the rest of the brothers. Thank you.
Is it because he's getting a double share, that's why?
Not because. The Torah gave him this brother's share. It says, Yankum Hashem Mochav. He becomes like the deceased person.
No, he's like a Bechor who gets double.
He's like a Bechor that gets double.
Okay, so that in itself is a reason why he's not going to get Kiroi.
Not really.
It's irrelevant if he's like taking after him or not.
What would happen if the brother that died had a son? Would that son be limited in what he inherits as a grandson as taking over his father's place? Would we limit the son? Let's say Reuven dies and leaves the son, and Yaakov dies later. Reuven's son gets Reuven's share. Is there any limitation, Beroy and Mugzit? No.
It's not before.
Either is the brother that did Yibum. The brother that did Yibum is also not a Bechor.
The Torah says Bechor.
To tell me that he's limited. That's the way the Torah teaches me.
Credence to the point that he's also taking over from his brother? That's more of a raya that he shouldn't be getting no Havamin anymore. Why did he?
I don't get it.
That's a reason. Having double share. Double share is a reason not to get.
Why? Why?
He's like a Bechor.
Because the Torah called him that. If the Torah wouldn't have called him that, I wouldn't have said that.
One second.
If the Torah wouldn't have called him Bechor,
he would get everything.
He would get Mukhzik and Roy.
Right.
So what's your problem? That's why the Torah wrote Bechor.
I'm stressing the point. Let's say he's not taking over it, and it said Bechor. Would it matter?
We want to know why the Torah wrote the word Bechor.
We would say this thing, the same thing we would say.
I don't know what I would say. I don't speculate.
So what is the din? If the father dies,
right,
and the one who died was the real Bechor,
so then he would get three shares.
Three shares. He
would get three shares. He would get his own share, he would get his brother's share, and his chelik Bechor also.
You know that?
I'm sorry, I'm not. My wife
said Sifi's ID. Dr. Mishnah, I need to know a Shifcha and a Shachra. One was accused of having a relationship with a Shifcha Kananis, and then she got freed, or Yalvenis Kacham and a Skyra, or he was accused of having an illicit relationship with a non-Jewish woman, and then she became a Gieris. We advise him not to marry them, but we don't break up the marriage. Hanitin Aleshashish, one who was accused of having a relationship with Aleshashish. Now, the word here, Vaitzi'ua, is where Rav is medayik that Bezin is breaking up the marriage. Right? Which Rav holds can only happen by Edom, and Rebbe holds can happen. Well, that was the Shiloh had to learn Rebbe, but simple pshat and Rashi, Rebbe seems to say we would break it up based on a rumor. And then we had another man, the other had a girsa that Vaitzi'a, not Vaitzi'ua. We had that girsa later on, so there's really three ways to learn this Mishnah.
Well, this is telling me a Torah law, right?
Right.
What's Nitan then?
Well, again, according to Rav, it means it was proven. Correct. The word Hanitan is difficult.
Not telling
me anything then. Correct. We break up the marriage. Something about Giyaris Miyasava. We're not questioning the validity of the Giyaris for a minute. Echad, Mini, Echad Ishin is Gaira Lashemisha, a man that was Megaira to marry a woman. Echad Ishin is Gaira Lashemish. And a woman was Megayer to marry a man, because of money, to be Shreim Mishlevim, which again is money, and him Gerim, to Rebbe Nechemda. Shreim Nechem Yemechet Ger Arayas, if you do it out of fear of lions, in the dream he was told to be Megayer, Vechet Gerim Mark of Esther, because these are good times, and him Gerim, which is Gerim is Manazah, but the web is Manazah, Tavkazaitam. There's no Gerim till this Manazah, Elam Akib is Manazah, when things aren't so great for the Jews, as Governor Como. We pass him, they're all gerim. So why don't we let him get married? It's a vow of gerus. So the marbishim the Ravati, because of what Ravati said, Ravati explained the Mishnah. Don't Ravati, how can you have to be men who actions meant? Remove, I forget what the word actions meant. Artsko, what a good word for it. I learned to make crookedness, but Artsko learned something else. Whatever it is, it meant rumors curving. About what? Sorry?
Curving.
Can't hear you.
Curving
of the mouth, the lozenges to the side, and the movement of the lips. Tell about it. Aim a carbon gay, the Marta Mashiach. He writes about the people gave live and may double live and may shlema. Tyson explains we didn't do it officially, but if they got a vessel to accept them, they are gay. Remember, blessing my crop, Hengor, Yogor, Ephes, may I see. Those who are Megaya when I'm not around, when I'm not revealed, Migar, Itzcha, Allah, Yipo. Those who join you then will go into your share. So we darshan, Migar, Itzcha, Bani Yuscha, Allah, Yipo. Those who joined when things were hard are able to join Yidden. I believe the Chlod. I'm a Rav of Edom. Rav says it's only talking about Edom. But it will be based on a rumor, and then the accused adulterer married her, we would not break up the marriage. That's what Rav seems to say. I think Rav was saying this when he was dozing off, which is a milo, meaning he would have never said this had it been completely up. Because of Tanya, Hanitun Halachis this with you, Ayodim, and his Garshim, and his Tzidachar. The Bryce says if she married somebody else, and then got divorced, and then married the accused adulterer, we don't break it up, because obviously there was a marriage in between. Lahechidam. Idik Edom, if it's a case of Edom, who cares that somebody else married her? She's biblically prohibited. Elalav must be the Lekhid. But time it does, Achav, Achav, the only reason we don't break up the marriage is because she married somebody else. Halav, Alchi, if not Mavkina, we would break up the marriage. Is a Raya.
What's obstacle of color against Edom?
What?
Shush. Obstacle of color, but the word Edom anyway, so you don't need a color. What does that mean?
Meaning the color is meaningless. That's what it means. It means it doesn't make a difference. Hello, Dr. Gamar. It's a Raya that even without Edom, right? We don't break up a marriage. We do break up a marriage unless there was somebody else in between. Rav says, no, that's not what the Bryson meant to say. The Bryson did not mean to say that if she didn't marry somebody else, we would break up the marriage. We wouldn't. The Bryson, even if somebody else came and broke it up, that's the Kiddush of the Bryson.
There
were no Edom. And we wouldn't break, according to Rav at this point, which is the Havamina and the second parent. Rav holds, we never break up, at this point, we never break up a marriage based on a cult.
Hotziyo is wrong.
What?
The word Hotziyo is not correct.
Hotziyo means Edom.
He said, no, we just said.
Where did he see that?
No, didn't we just say he's talking about when there's no Edom?
Oh, they changed the gears to this Brisa to the Hotziyo.
To the Brisa, okay. So which...
The Mishnah said Hatziyua. That's Rav says it's with Edom.
So I thought that he's explaining that Rav is explaining the Mishnah.
Right, and the Mishnah is talking about Edom.
Where the Bryce is talking about, oh, okay, and now.
The Bryce is talking about out Edom, and we would never break up a marriage. All the Bryce is saying at this point.
The Brisa, which said he stated earlier as Hotziyua,
it's not. It's a mistake. I mean, the side of my Gemara says that it's supposed to say Hotziyua. And it's not Hotziyua. Says you probably have a letter there. It's supposed to say Hotziyua.
Oh, test.
Yeah, he says the 30, and then the 30.
No, but where's the test correspond?
Oh, this
source of shot. The Marsha says it's supposed to be right here. Well, that's where he got it from.
No, not art scroll. The Shah.
It's the Marsha. They just put it over there. Okay.
Left side, way on top.
Nothing my right to make straight. The Shane Labanam. When do we break up the marriage? That's what it sounds like. When there's no children. But yes, Labanam, if they had children from the first marriage, like they say. We don't want to impugn the integrity of the children. If Ede Tumah show up, I feel yes, like I'm a bonum tetzay. Now, the question is, saying clearly that if there's no bonum, we break up the marriage. And if there is children, we don't, and that can't be Edom. That means we're breaking up a marriage without Edom. So this is clearly not like Rav. So either you change Rav, or you say it's a different Mandi Amar, which is what the Gemara is going to do in the two Terutzim. The first Teretz, the Gemara is going to say, we change Rav. Rav agrees that with a Kohel, we won't break up the marriage with the husband, but if he divorces her and she gets married to somebody else, it depends on children or not. No children, we break up the marriage. Yes, children with the first one, we don't break up the marriage. And that which the Mishnah said, why did Rav say be'edim? Because the Mishnah used the word ha'tzi'uwa, which meant Bezim broke up the marriage, and then it doesn't make a difference, children or not children. So according to the first Teretz, Rav agrees that there are times we will break up a marriage to the accused adulterer based on a rumor. When there are no children involved. When there are children involved of the husband, then unless there's Edom, we won't touch the marriage. And that's the case of the Mishnah. And the Bryce is talking about there's no children, and therefore rumor will break up the marriage to the adulterer. So the first Teretz, we're changing Rav. Rav is saying be'edim because there are children. But if there would be no children, even without Edom, I wouldn't break up the marriage to the husband. But if he divorces her, I will break up the marriage to the adulterer.
What does Rashi mean without dinim l'mamzerim?
What? Because we're afraid that people are going to say that they gave to mamzerim because she messed around. People are going to say that, right?
She was a loose woman even back then.
Exactly. Why did he have to say that? Why doesn't he say, talk about, there are no children? The Mishnah bothered him. Means we broke up the marriage. Bezen only breaks up the marriage with Edom. And therefore, Rav learned be'edim in the Mishnah. But Enoch Inami agrees that even without Edom, if the guy voluntarily divorced her and there are no children, we would break up the marriage based on a cloud. That is answer number one. We might say this, leave Rav alone. Rav will never break up a marriage to an adulterer based on a cloud, according to the second Teretz, which is what we said in the Havamina. We had a bride that it said not that way. Who breaks up marriage as Pashim Shatan Rashi, to husbands also. He will break up marriages to husbands and to adulterers based on rumors. The Tanya. A peddler goes out and the woman is putting on her underclothing. It's obscene, and therefore, the way Rashi seems to learn Pashim Shat, which is the way I'm going to learn now, we break up the marriage with the husband, for sure with the accused adulterer. Right, Lamailam and Akila, there's saliva top of the canopy, or Rebbe Hai Mechoyah Dabar Teitzim. And Allah Mafukam Tangla Samita, the shoes are turned over, or Rebbe Hai Mechoyah Dabar Teitzim. Right, the Gemara Menal Mafukam, left to the man in, why don't you take a look who they are? Allah Mokam and Allah Mafukam Tangla Samita. The place, meaning you see the indentation, first Shat and Rash, Rebbe Hai Mechoyah Dabar Teitzim. Hilchus to Kavasa the Rav, Hilchus to Kavasa the Rebbe, which is a contradiction. Kasha Hilchus to Hilchus, do we break up a marriage or rumor if we don't? Like Kasha, I call it the puppet. If there's a rumor that went out that was quashed, I was told that the correct English is quashed, then we don't break up the marriage. I call it the Leipasik, then we do. Call it the Leipasik, we like Adam Karebi. Call it the Pasik, we like Adam, then Karav. Practicing Gemara, call it the Leipasik, I comma, one is considered a valid rumor. I'm a rabbi, I'm really aim. My mother told me the way she raised him. Duma Tabasa, the accused people of the city, or people who say rumors, Jaimo Palga, last 36 hours. When I'm in the Pasuk Beni Beni, it didn't stop. I'm a Pasuk Beni Beni Obasuk. When I'm in the Pasuk Machmuzira, that the reason it stopped wasn't because of fear. I'm a Pasuk Machmuzira, that doesn't quash the rumor. Machmuzira, the Layamra Deleka Ivan, no enemies. I believe Ivan moved absolutely the color of our enemies. We say it's the Ivan that made it, so we don't deal with it at all.
I can ask a question.
Saita means there's no Adam in the actual act.
This is worse or not worse?
Saita means we don't know what happened, but there's reason to believe that she was Mizanin. There was, because he warned her and she went privately with two Adam.
Oh,
sure. But they didn't see what happened.
This here?
They saw what happened.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
This is worse?
This is worse. Correct. Only there's no Hasra.
That's the only reason why we're not killing her?
Correct. Yes, Ramesha.
When the husband saw Adavar Mechuar, then he goes to Beis Din, he tells him what happened, and they force him to give a get. That's right?
Rav doesn't agree. Rashi seems to say that way, but it's a very shver pshat. But that's Pashim Shat and Rashi, correct, according to Rebbe.
So even if because he saw Adavar Mechuar, can he fight with Beis Din?
Again, according to Rashi's simple reading in Rebbe, no.
Okay. Thank you.
Again, all the Achrayim and all the Rishayim are bothered by this, but the Gemara clearly says later on, we never break a marriage based on Klal. So, I tried to say it's Rashi, but Artko went with the simple reading, so that's what I'm going to do.
The husband put out the coal, right?
No, coal.
It's equivalent.
He was the one who went to Beis Din. He was
the one. Yes, 100%.
Okay. All right.
Not to Gemara like Mr. Vaga. It's not how it's from. Talk to Mr. Gemara. How about this? Is the Mishim Shem Rav? One who divorces his wife because of a rumor lo yagzer. Mishim Nedda lo yagzer. Shalom le Rabba Barav Huna, the Rabba Barav Nachman. Yolam Zein Rabbeinu, Kodas Mav Shiyaitzi. What if he remarries her? Amalei Tanina, Litna Leish Hizvitzi Metakas Yadav Shikonas Yaitzi. We break up a marriage when there's a rumor about his having a relationship, right, an adulterer. So we break up a marriage when the husband doesn't listen to us either, because of a rumor that he divorced her because of a rumor. We broke up the marriage. He did himself. He was garrison in the Mishnah, and he learned, like Rebbe, that we break it up on a rumor. Here the husband's remarrying her. There it's an adulterer. It's still going against what Rabbanu said. And dealing with a rumor of a shemra. Hakam Rabbanu Yichnisim Kanashaiti. Hakanam Rabbanu Yachzim Kanashaiti. Something about Velahi, but it's not a good comparison. Hasam Alume Alumilakala. There, by the adulterer marrying, he's strengthening the Kail. Hakamina Kalam Kalavalesa. Here, he's weakening the Kail. So, why should we break up the marriage? So, the Gemara in the end learned that we wouldn't break up the marriage if he goes and remarries her again. The reason we tell him he has to divorce her without condition. It's in case she married somebody else. But if he went ahead and remarried her, he's not strengthening the Kail, he's weakening the Kail. That's the Mishnah Vayter. What? I'm sorry?
She's definitely not ushered to him. There's no Israel there.
Right, 100%. How many of you get Mabdina Sayyam, Bamba, Bafana Nechtam, Bafana Nechtam? The guy brings a guest from Dina Sayyam, and he testifies, which he has to do, Rashi learns because of the problem of Lushma. And he says it was written inside in front of me. But he says Ishtai because he's the one that's validating the get, so we don't want him to marry her. Mace, he says the guy died, Heraktiv, I killed him, Heraknuo, we killed him. But he says Ishtai shouldn't marry his wife. Because, again, he's the one that's permitting her to get married, we don't want him to marry her because it looks fishy. Rabbi Heraktiv, like you not say Ishtai? And the guy says he killed them, his wife can't get married because he's a Russia. He can't trust him. It's part of a group. Yes, and the Gemara is going to wonder what's the difference. And we will leave it over here. I think this is as far as we got. We will start again tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Everybody should have a wonderful day.
Rabbi Yitzchak?